waging war on corruption. Let's hit this report at alexjoneslive.com. Hope you share it. That's how we defeat the enemy. Gates' water shortage prophecy and the depopulation endgame. Here it is.
Bill Gates just handed us the next chapter of the globalist eugenicist perfect storm playbook on a silver platter.
Water shortages could be the biggest mass mortality event the world has ever seen. I am talking billions of people dying.
What the?
The only way we ensure people remain safe is by being invested in the United States Water Reserve.
Pair that with his well-documented purchases of farmland and water rights across the American West.
You're reporting Bill Gates started buying land in 2013 through a web of limited liability shell companies across the country. Tell us what he's got.
I mean, there is a lot of land, and it's over about 18 different states, right? So we're talking about 70,000 acres in North Louisiana, around the Delta region, 14,000 acres in Florida, over 40,000 acres in Arkansas, over 14,000 acres in Washington. So it really just spans the country, and it is a lot of land. Local farmers I spoke to in South Georgia and North Florida said that he's doing the same thing that Big Ag did before he got there, which is using a lot of fertilizer that leaches into the rivers, causes big algae blooms, and actually is very ruinous for the habitats of manatees and fish.
Plus the exploding thirst of AI data centers that are draining aquifers dry and the pattern snaps into focus. Manufacture the crisis, control the supply, and thin the herd under the banner of saving the planet.
The animals that can eat grass have very unusual stomachs that have these bacteria that are methanogenic in there. And so they leak natural gas, both out the front and the back.
Oh, no, and so do we.
And so people have said, well, let's change the hay or throw some things in there. And it's been, nobody knows how to get rid of
how to get cows to stop farting.
Exactly.
By the way, methane's
this
great for the atmosphere.
The same oligarch who spent years pushing experimental injections.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus.
How ready was the world for this, say on a scale of 1 to 10, and how about the U.S.?
The U.S. gets a low score.
Now positioning himself as the gatekeeper of the one resource no human can live without for more than a few days.
My name is Doug Seavey. I build data centers. I own data centers. I built the first private data center in the state of Iowa. And everything that Google is telling you is BS.
Hi, I'm Ben Townsend. I lead infrastructure strategy and sustainability here at Google. Google's helping foster a new era of technological progress, and we are committed to doing so responsibly. You probably already know that data centers need energy to operate, but you might be surprised to learn that they generate heat and often rely on water for cooling. At Google, we understood early on that as the use of digital services grew, so too would the need for water to cool data centers. That's why we set out to find a responsible, sustainable way to manage this vital resource.
I have a data center right now that's running in Hiawatha, and I have been there 14 years and have never used 1 gallon of water. What Google isn't telling you is they don't want to use the technology because it costs more. They're going to burn through the water, and when it's done, and they don't care. Then they'll put the money in. When I called you and talked to you, and I said, you should really help, let me help you, I never heard anything back. And I warned you. I said, my well goes dry, I'm coming after you because I know what's going on. And you can't do this. You guys have to say no water. They don't have to have it.
UN reports on water bankruptcy and data center consumption provide the scientific cover. While Gates and his fellow Davos acolytes buy the actual aquifers and dictate distribution.
Get off your couch and go protest the nearest data center coming near you, because if you don't, in 10 years, it's going to be gone, guys. We need water to live.
Americans still clinging to the idea that these people mean well need to wake the hell up. You can stockpile food, guns, and gold, but without water, you're finished in 72 hours. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio and the gun.
Massive news just broke. I'm analyzing it now. It fits into what I said. The Trump's about to go to war with Netanyahu. He just officially did. This is incredible. Stand by for that, my friends.
What if I told you they've been lying about that double wine with water rights? And now the town cars are back again. They sold you some old line about the greater good and sacrifice. Your friends from Langley are back again.
And you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later, you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. And you have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guns. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You'll be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word. They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys.
Massive news about to break. Stand by. Share live feeds now.
Woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Woo! Where's Ric Flair when you need him? Woo! Well, Axios, the CIA, Trump's mouthpiece, just dropped a major bombshell. The story with all the links is at AlexJonesLive.com. I suggest you share that article and point out the live feed at AlexJonesLive.com/show. If you want to fight the tyrants and want to win, you don't want to roll over and die. Trump is not endorsing Netanyahu for re-election. He's gone from groveling and saying pardon him and he's the best ever to refusing to meet with him. And, you know, now finally after months he says he will, but Netanyahu gave him fake intelligence. Israel bragged they did. Netanyahu admitted he drug us into both Midnight Hammer and the official war, what, 170 days ago? How many days are we into this disaster now? The Pentagon told Trump don't do it. The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman told him. But the media never attacked Cain. He was too influential. It's 167 days in. They attacked Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent instead. And have they been thanked? No, they've been driven out. But now, here's the big development. Trump has not endorsed Netanyahu for re-election, and they're saying he's not going to endorse him from the White House after Jewish state continues to subvert U.S. peace efforts. You saw yesterday the White House telling Israel, do not continue to attack Lebanon and get out. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have Greater Israel. Stop it. And you're not taking part of Syria. Get out of Syria. Then the U.S. ambassador from Israel to the U.S., and I got that right, he's their ambassador, to keep his job, Huckabee says, this is incredible, unprecedented terror. Israel's murdering the Christians all over the Middle East, particularly in the West Bank, burning down their churches, blowing them up. He's doing that to keep his job. But the point is there was a bunch of other reports that come right out of the CIA, right out of the Defense Intelligence Agency, right out. I told you all this Axios stuff is Trump. And I told you that a year ago, a few months ago. They go, actually, these leaks aren't leaks at all. They're from him. He's allowed to leak whatever he wants. He's the chief executive. And I told you, wait for him to start openly breaking with Netanyahu. He just did it. I said that yesterday. And somebody would be like, no, we're doomed. Stop giving us hopium. I'm not. I'm fighting the NDAA that has Israel basically merged our military and intelligence. It's outrageous. It should be easy to defeat. It's passed the House and the Senate. There's major opposition forming. And I'm saying let's stop the war. Let's go to his old policy of economic containment, which they say were the old policy. They put the Treasury Secretary in charge. This is the off-ramp. What Joe Kent in my Saturday interview literally said is what the Pentagon told Trump to do. That's a declassified report. They've issued new reports. And now Trump is actually listening to the Pentagon, not that they're perfect little angels, but compared to Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir, they are. I mean, they at least like to win wars. The mullahs ain't falling anytime soon. And Israel's like, we don't care. put them under sanctions forever and cut off the strait for 10 years. We don't care. It'll take years to get off the Strait of Hormuz and build all the backups. So you got one train with Trump trying to end this now, and his surrogates really doing it. This is real. But you got other lobbies and interests. You got Fox News with big detailed reports about Trump's got control of the strait. More oil than ever is flowing out. And they can't supply the numbers. Just like they've got fake AI numbers that, oh, oil's really only $83 a barrel, but you translate it out, it's $110, $115 a barrel. And what it translates out to at the gas pump, and diesel's way worse. So you got a bunch of BS going on here. But this is wild. Vance also says the war is about opening the strait and getting oil prices down. He's taking away, and he's doing it for Trump, he's a surrogate, the issue of Iran being nuclear and we've got to stop a nuclear weapon and all that. He's taking the reason we're there away from Israel and making it about oil, which is wasn't a problem until this war started 167 days ago. So you read a headline like that, and you're like, oh, what does that mean? It means a lot in policy, and you're going to see a lot more of this. Because Trump rolled the dice. He's like, okay, we get the mullahs out of there and do all this. We just had a success in Venezuela, and Netanyahu was sure of it. Couldn't convince any other president of it because the experts told him don't do it. It's not going to work, dogging and a hunt, very low probability. Trump rolled the dice, and I even said when this started 167 days ago on that Saturday show, just hours into it, I said, look, if I could punch a magic button and send the mullahs to the Phantom Zone, you know, like they do in Superman, oh, you, General Zod, you're bad. We're not going to kill you. We just imprison you forever in this crystal and fire you off into space. If I could hit a button and send the mullahs off to, you know, Timbuktu, I'd do it, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And up above Israel, you got BlackRock and the globalists want to derail the economic recovery and kill the dollar. So Trump just walked into their trap. And 167 days later, I am validated in royal flush. I mean, you can't have a better hand. And I'm not up here bragging. I mean, this was known. This was not a hard prediction to make. There's few things been war game more than this war with Iran. And Joe Kent said, declare victory, put them under sanctions, and then let them say the strait's closed. It'll make everybody turn against them. They'll become a pariah. They'll be the bad guy now, and then they'll be forced to open it. And even if they don't, we can crank up our exports, and then we're not the ones to blame for it. That's very Machiavelli, but that is the pragmatic exit strategy. And Kent said to me, and you know, Alex, I'm not a genius. I think he's very smart. He goes, you know, this is the Pentagon reports and not just the ones that are public. He goes, this is known information. Yeah, known means it's like known. Like water boils at this temperature, water freezes at this temperature. But Trump rolled the dice. And so just declare victory before it gets worse and get out of there. Now, I would advise the Iranians, and they do watch. I never remember making a big deal about this. I haven't just been invited to hang out with the heads of state and stuff over in Russia. I didn't do it because of optics. I used to get invited all the time. You know, oh, Ahmadinejad wants to have dinner with you. Oh, all expenses paid trip to Tehran. You know, Jackson Hinkle's taking those offers. Not me. I'm like, nope, I'm American, not doing that. Just because I don't want to have a big war with you doesn't mean I support your Shiite cult, your 12th Iman BS, your Council of Ten, all the rest of it, your Ringwraith stuff. But the point is they do listen. And I would tell them, don't overplay your hand. Because there isn't just Israel involved here wanting its greater Israel and globalists wanting this war to go on forever. There are a lot of other interests out there that do not want to see a strategic defeat admitted for the United States. And you should declare victory. We should declare victory. And then you should get your hands off the strait and you should pull back. Because I'm telling you, if you keep pushing it, you're gonna get nuked. And I'm not happy about that. It's completely insane. There's already a defense umbrella that I predicted with Pakistan, with Turkey, and everybody else. That was the logical next move. This is a total escalation. We need to de-escalate this right now. And I would tell the Iranians, don't be like Trump and gamble and step in it and screw the pooch. because I know you're messianic, and I know a lot of you actually believe you've got to have a war to have the 12th Imam pop up and all this, but some of you are not like that. Turns out Ahmadinejad was working with the U.S. the whole time, but then Israel tried to kill him, and that he got off the train. He got a bunch of generals to his house, and they were supposed to blow him up when they left down the road. They bombed his house, and Israel told him, this is, they admitted this, oh, well, we dropped a 2,000-pound bomb, but it was 300 feet from you, and it only broke your back and a bunch of your bones and killed a bunch of your family. We weren't targeting you. We blew him up in the parking lot. And Ahmadinejad told the State Department, this was leaked by Trump. He said, I'm done. And who knows he's even alive now? Remember, he was the ultimate devil, Ahmadinejad? He wanted to make a deal. And then Israel told him to have a meeting with all the mullahs, a peace deal, and they blew up the meeting. Because Israel doesn't want more meetings. They want quagmire. They want hysteria. They want chaos. And I told you that months ago. Israel officially says, we want chaos. This is the perfect situation. And now, but the great part about it is, I have Netanyahu's rabbi. And I got people say, oh, you're cherry picking. You want me to play you 1,000 rabbis saying this? And it's not the majority of them, but it is the particular sect around Netanyahu that they call ultra-right wing. I don't know what's right wing about it. Saying America and Europe, for what they did to the temple, will be destroyed. We've made documentaries showing hundreds of clips of this, but this is a new one. And we don't even want America to help us because we're invincible. And so as soon as America stops supporting us, they will be destroyed. And it's just like, dude, you think the average American can even find Israel on a map? You think the average American had something to do with Titus? He says it. We're going to get you for the second temple. And this is Netanyahu's rabbi. But, okay, you want to fight? Wasn't looking for one, pal. But I'm not going to sit here and take this. And they're like, well, we've got all the opposition to Israel, and when we make everybody attack us, they put all this out on TV. I saw the headline. This was leaked. It wasn't leaked. A headline of leak makes everybody click it. These rabbis, I without even looking, it's rabbis everywhere in real time saying that we control America, we're sucking it dry, and then when we're done, we'll collapse America because of what they did to us 2,000 years ago. And I'm just like, dude, you're totally bonker town. And you say, well, why is he saying it on TV? Because it was an evil genius. He's stirring it up. And he thinks that when all this conflagration comes, in fact, it almost does a disservice to play this one rabbi that just came out yesterday. Because let's not exaggerate. I said 1,000 because I haven't even looked for it. I've seen hundreds of high-level rabbis, all the top ones that are Likudniks, that other than not wearing a Nazi armband, act just like Nazis. We are the supreme people. Everybody else are dogs. We will enslave you. You'll all be our slaves. We're going to take over the world. We're unstoppable. We are supreme. We are the Ubermenschen. And I'm just like, dude, you're crazy, man. You are absolutely on a power trip and out of your mind. And the rabbis say, they go, we've never been defeated despite all the attacks, and we will not be defeated now. God's on our side. And you're starting a fight with the country that backs you and saying, we're going to get it for Titus. It's like Crips and Bloods. Your granddaddy shot my granddaddy, so 40 years later, I'm going to shoot you in front of a gas station. You don't even know what your granddaddy did. This is 2,000 years ago when the zealots, where the word comes from, Zionist zealots, proto-Zionists, kept attacking the Romans, and the Romans weren't angel cakes, but they, compared to other people, you didn't mess with them. Jews were running Israel. Jews were running Judea. They were running Jerusalem. And they just kept attacking and killing the Romans. It was such a problem They put on one hell of a fight, they marched in a bunch of legions and tore everything down. And Titus was ordered by Pompeo, not the former CIA director or State Department head, but his ancestor or his you know. And Netanyahu always talked about that. I forgive you for what your ancestor Pompeo did. Maybe. And then he's like, we will get Rome when he walks out of the press conference in Hebrew. The Romans will fall. And Pompeo gets it. He's like, ha ha, yeah, no, I'm on your side. He's like, yeah, Pompeo, you're our bitch now. Because with them, it's all genetic. It's like, because you see it is. It's like, there's Pompeo right there on the stage working for Netanyahu now. You see how this works? Because actually, it's true. It is with genetics like 1 second later. You think of 2,000 years ago as a trillion years ago. But for people that have a culture and a sense of long term, at least with these particular rabbis, man, this is like 5 minutes ago. So you don't have a beef. You don't even know what they're talking about. They got a beef with you. And I'm like, can we get off the crazy train and stop the beef? They're like, no, we're going to replay World War II. Everybody against us is Hitler, and we're good. And I'm like, how about we don't do that? Because there's a bunch of nuclear weapons and bioweapons now. And if we did World War II again, plus I don't want to destroy you. But if we do it again, there's a probability we're all dead. And they just get all crazy-eyed. And Ben-Gavir goes, God is on our side. You think that demonic zombie represents God? I mean, I can look at one, take one look at him and my skin crawls. And I can tell you, I'm dialed into the Creator. I'm certainly no perfect angel cake myself, but I know what God likes. And God is in me. I'm not God, but I got God's spirit in me, and God's skin crawls when he watches and listens to Ben-Gavir. Does your skin crawl? Does your skin crawl when you look at Mondami? Uh-huh. When you look at King Charles, does your skin crawl? I'm not saying there's only skin crawling people like Ben-Gavir, because you got to be fair about this and real. But the particular cancer in the Middle East right now, the whole Middle East is a cancer. The Muslims are a cancer. The people running Israel are a cancer. It's like a battle of cancers. And I'm just like, I'm not Pompeo. I don't want to blow you up. Stop. It's like, no, 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 no. You blew up our temple. You blew up our temple. I've got the rabbi. When we come back, I'll play it. You know, we ought to just air Harrison. I asked him to update it. I love Harrison. He does so many viral videos. He's really is a master editor and researcher. I mean, everybody already knows about this for decades, but I sent him a clip and said, you want to cover this? Instead, he just makes a whole documentary about it. It's called The Eight Front War. It's like 15 minutes long. But I said, that's like a year old and it's super viral. You ought to do an update to it. The Eighth Front. Yeah, just that version has 23 million views. There's copies of it everywhere. It probably has 100 million views. Sure, I see other versions like 15 million, 10 million, 8 million, 9 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, just everywhere. That's just on X. He needs to update it because the stuff's way worse since then. We could have an hour-long documentary, just a rabbi, 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 rabbi. We're going to kill you. We're going to destroy Europe and America. We're going to burn you to the ground. You're cursed to hell to live in feces. And then show the rabbis with Netanyahu in Hebrew going, we need the bigger war to get the Messiah. I'm working on it. And that's just like the imams. We need a big war. The 12th imam, the Christian Zionists. Oh, let's get Armageddon. We'll make Jesus come back. Like you're on an airplane, you hit the button for the stewardess. Or you're at the movie theater, you know, and you hit the button to get popcorn. Hey, Jesus, get in there and blow this up. Come on, let's go.
Finally.
You think you just ring a bell and God does what you say? Good luck. Hi. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Black dollar rolling.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get up! Get on your feet! Fools and liars! Here at the next phase of the InfoWar, AlexJonesLive.com. And we are pro-human all the way. You may be part of an evil Muslim ideology. You may be part of a psychotic permutation of the Zionist. You may be a Hindu. You might be a Christian, a Catholic, whatever. I love humans, period. And I believe in humanity, and I believe in the truth, and I'm just stating it here. But I will not sit here with these corrupt ideologies and lay down to them and pay them lip service. And I will show you what they are saying and what they are doing. And China has been the main group manipulating our country the last 40 years. Israel's been second to it, but then there's been financial interest and globalists and BlackRock that have been above that. But now Israel tried a total takeover of America and our internal policy to control foreign policy And it's backfired, and now Trump is making noises the last 6 months, but now he's really making the real actions. It doesn't mean he's good, doesn't mean he's great, but this is super unpopular at the Pentagon, super unpopular inside the White House. Everybody's intimidated by it, they're sick of it, and it's destroying U.S. power. And our system has got its own problems, and it's wildly corrupt, but there are turf battles, and I knew when Israel tried to take over the Pentagon, that was too far. And plus, wrecking the country. Because BlackRock likes it up above that. So, let's now, just one of the, and it's almost a disservice to just play one of these, but this guy's like Netanyahu's rabbi, okay? He's like one of the top advisors of Netanyahu. Top rabbi, very close to Netanyahu, reveals Israel's real plan. Once they stop getting help from the most powerful nations in the world, the rabbi says as long as these nations are supporting Israel, they're going to get a little more time before they go down to their knees because they're cursed, because they're Romans, because of the temple, second temple. And then there's other clips of him. You can just go on and on where it says China will destroy America because China wasn't involved with the Romans. And I can show you hundreds of rabbis saying this. Harrison shows dozens in his Eight Front War documentary, which I've been, I don't tell my host what to do. I say, hey, this is kind of breaking. You might want to cover this sometimes, or I send them links. But I have asked Harrison, will you make Eight Front War 2.0? And he's like, well, that was too viral and too important. No, I'm not going to. I'm being a little sarcastic, but he hasn't done it yet. And I mean, it's like the stuff that's come out since he put this out, whatever it was, 8 months, a year ago, I don't know how long ago it was. It's like, it's way worse, way out in the open now. And it's like, Harrison Smith, I want Eight Front War 2.0 update. Calling Harrison Smith, he'll be here in an hour and a half hosting. Maybe I'll choke him on air and make him do it. I'm joking. I did a joke choking the other day if you missed it. All right, let's get serious. I got a lot of the news to cover. Let's go to the rabbi and I'll finish up on the Strait of Hormuz. Then I'm going to shift gears into our little Islamic pals. And I just call it like it is. Israel and the U.S. State Department admit they're behind the Moroccan attack. And now they just launched another giant attack to punish Spain. And I don't like the commies in Spain. But the point is okay, they wouldn't let you use it as a military base. The average Spanish people deserve this? Well, you can these same rabbis say, the Muslims are our second enemy. The West is our first enemy. Yeah, Netanyahu has rejected Trump's Gaza roadmap. Israel says they're not going to leave Lebanon. They're going to keep it. This is a real split, and we need to expose it, and we need to push it and get Israel out of control of our foreign policy and much of our domestic. Some of you that say if you even try to get Trump to do something good, you're like siding with Trump. No, that's called not being engaged, not being on the field, and you're probably on the payroll of the Israelis saying that. No, I will do what I know is best, because as Yoda said, for 800 years, I've trained Jedis. My own counsel will I keep. Doesn't mean I don't listen to other people, but foolishness, I don't listen to. Oh, God, you shouldn't praise this good person administration. What are you doing, sucking Trump's wiener? What is that? Because I do care about you guys, but it's retarded. But to call just to Alex, Hitler was a good Christian, and I don't appreciate you talking bad about him. He wrote in Mein Kampf and gave speeches how much he hated Christians. He wanted to ban Christianity. I just like, well, I don't believe the mainstream media. You don't believe a book he published? I'm just sick of ignorance. I'm tired of it. Well, wait, if you're criticizing Israel, Hitler must be good. Or Muslims must be good. They're our little buddies. What? Bunch of crazy groups going for world domination. We need to dominate with innovation and ideas and culture. And there's unlimited resources. We either move to the next level or we destroy each other. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. The AOCs, the Hassan Pikers, all these groups, if you listen to them, sound just like the other groups they're opposing. They're just blaming the other group. It's mindless tribalism because they think you're stupid, so they run that play. I believe that the message and the medium is the message. You give people a highbrow analysis, they become highbrow, more highbrow. You give people a dumbed down system, they get dumber. And that's how this works. You feed people idiocy. You give people garbage, they put garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. Believe me, if I wanted to dumb this show down and manipulate stupid people, I could do it all day long. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to get smart people on board to move forward and save humanity and try to raise the really stupid, dumb people up a little bit. That's what a real aristocrat does. If you're so superior, why do you need to dumb people down to be in charge? Plus, if you were really ever in charge of something for real, you know it's a responsibility and a burden. But you're not a real leader, so you don't understand that. All right, go to the rabbi. Here it is.
Because the most powerful nations in the world have to go down to their knees. That's what happened to Egypt. That's what's going to happen to America. That's what's going to happen to Germany. That's what's going to happen to France. That's what's going to happen to London. England's going to happen to Poland. That's what's going to happen to Russia. That's what's going to happen to China. That's what's going to happen to North Korea. They're all going to go down to their knees and all see Hashem. But as long as they keep helping us, they'll get a bracha. And they're not going to go down to their knees. They're going to get a little more time. You guys want more time? I don't want more time. So you understand, when I hear they're friends with us, they're just perpetuating more of this status quo. They're all going to go down. They're all going to go down to their knees. Especially the Western ones. The Zohar says that they're going to go down hard for how they treated us over the last 2,000 years. For the destruction of the Second Temple and how they treated us, Hashem's going to take them down hard.
Listen, a far-off land is going to come and go after the Western allies. Westerners are fighting, and they're going back and forth, and then this far-off country comes, and Edom falls to them. They lose. The Western countries lose this war.
Yeah. It's like they lost in Vietnam. Mm.
No, very much not like that. Because it's all their armies, everybody. Everybody, their whole sovereignty. Their sovereignty is going to be gone. They will no longer be a superpower. God's going to come and save these China, whoever it is, and wipe out the Christian countries. Why? Because they destroyed the Second Temple. Meaning, while you were all rooting for the West this whole time, you forgot about the fact that they have major debt to pay, and that is they destroyed the base of Magnus.
And China never touched the base of
Magnus. Right, they don't even know what it is.
Probably fucking terrible. Wow.
And not only because they destroyed base of Magnus, you ready for this? Think about the Holocaust now and all the pogroms and all what were those called, crusades, wiping out whole cities of Jews. The Hitzavu, the Israel Begalus, and they caused pain to the Jewish people in their exile. Meaning they persecuted. Hitzavu persecuted. Meaning they're going to get killed in the end because God is going to go on the side of probably China, wipe out the whole West. Why? Because of the destruction of the Second Temple, which is still a debt they never paid. And because of the persecution. I mean, all that persecution the Jews have gone through is still a bill. It's still a bill that has to get paid by the West. There's a pasuk that says that there's going to be a slaughtering for God. Bit Basra, Shivarani. Basra is a capital of part of Rome, like a big city of Rome. And this is going to be God's avenging. This is going to be God's korban, God's sacrifice or slaughter.
Is Basra the city in Iraq?
Yeah, also. But here it says Shivarani. God comes at the aid of China and wipes out all the Western countries. America, everyone's going down.
And he's so happy. So Christian Zionists believe that if that rabbi told a Christian Zionist to throw their baby into a wood chipper, they'd do it. And a lot of Christian Zionists are like, yes, we must die. I mean, you got Pastor Hagee, a famous clip where he's like, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel who was dealt with by the Sanhedrin wisely. So that guy's view is the majority view by the Likudniks, and that's why Israel sells our secrets to China, because we deserve to be destroyed. And he says, you know, the Christians that destroyed our Second Temple, Christianity in 70 AD was outlawed in Rome, and they were burning them at the stake and feeding them to lions in the Colosseum on record. But he just says the Christians did this to us, And it is true that Jesus said, weeks before he was crucified, he said, you see the second temple? He said, before this generation is passed. What's a generation? 75 years. He said, before, this is in multiple books of the Bible. Look it up. Guys, type in, Jesus said, before this generation is passed, not one stone will be left upon another stone at the temple. He's right in front of the temple. He says, before, he's telling all these other rabbis this, he goes, he's a rabbi, he goes, before your generation has passed, not one stone in that temple will be on top of another. And then Titus was ordered by Pompeo, the emperor, to not leave one stone on top of another at all the Jewish holy sites because they killed so many Romans. I'm not defending what they did. It's just what he said in the order. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call attention to its buildings. Do you see all these buildings? Do you see all these things? He said. He asked, I tell you the truth, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down. And that was written decades. It was put in the scrolls decades before Pompeo, who had not read that, obviously, was in scrolls and little caves and stuff. Only a few thousand probably read it. He orders not one stone be left on top of stone. That's in the official Roman record. And Titus did it. He went to every Jewish temple, every Jewish center, burned them to the ground, and then ordered the Romans, who were like, oh, God, I want every stone, tear it down. But that's not the Messiah. He just told you this is going to happen, and it happens. He's in hell in feces, boiling in feces, in the book that rabbi was quoting. And you look at that rabbi. I've known a lot of rabbis and known a lot of Orthodox Jews who are great people, like doctors we've had on, you name it, loving, smart, good people who don't believe any of this. They don't have that evil look in their eye. You look at that rabbi, that guy is on fire with evil and getting so excited about, and there'll be a mass slaughter of Edom, the Romans, and America is Rome. Oh, we're going to get you. We're going to get you. Absolutely frothing insane. With a whole group of other rabbis drooling. So when our army and our Marines get blown up, or when they come home without their arms and legs, and they love Israel, and they got a little Israel flag on the wall, they don't know what this guy's saying. The problem for these guys is they're running around talking like this everywhere. Because the Bible tells you, you know, the wicked can't handle, they have to say it. They have to brag. They tell you what they're going to do to you. I got a lot of the news to hit, but I am just thoroughly disgusted. And you know, it's not right to just play one rabbi. I asked Harrison to cover this last year, and he did this great report he did. But I will just get all the clips together, and I'll get with Dude or somebody. We'll make part two of it. I'm not mad at Harrison. I've just been asking. I hardly ever asked for anything. I guess I never asked for anything. I don't get what I asked for. I'll get what I asked for. So I'll do it. All of you should get your compilations together. And then realize how prominent these guys are and just realize that this is who wants to totally control our country. And no, my answer is not resurrect Adolf Hitler. That's where this is going, though. It's not good. And that's where this guy knows it's going. And he thinks somehow by conjuring this golem that they'll come out on top. I don't think the Messiah is going to show up for that. So we'll see who's right. We'll see. I just know this. I'm not like rubbing my hands together, excited, thinking about dead Jews or anybody else. I'm not like, there'll be mass slaughter. And what the hell, dude? That ain't good. What's wrong with you? You're lit up by demons like a Christmas tree. You're on fire with satanic Luciferian energy, pal. And, you know, when I make this documentary, let's have the second half be rabbis speaking out against it, because that's fair. And it's not right to sit there and just show these guys. But these are the guys in charge. These are the guys in charge. And so that's our problem. this guy is in charge. And he's just as crazy as the mullahs in Iran, but he has more power. And I've got a debt to pay. My children or black people that have nothing to do with this or whoever. I mean, America's not even half white anymore below the age of 50. Like all these people. Okay, let's say, God, anybody that's white's a Roman now and deserves to be killed. What about everybody else? They all deserve to die? That's like reparations. Like, well, 2% of the South had slaves, and most of the people that came to America came after the Civil War, so there's a very low percentage of Americans that have ancestors that had slaves, but all white people need to pay reparations because a small group did something. It'd be like your grandfather robbed a bank, so you got to go to jail. And I mean, okay, we're bad. We blew up your temple. Okay, but we didn't even do that. And it's not like you didn't do a rebellion for a decade and kill tens of thousands of Romans. And they were like, I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight with the Romans. They were barbecuing Christians at the time. This is crazy. It is beyond illogical to blame the entire West for something that happened 2,000 years ago when they had the Jews running Judea. And they gave them particularly good treatment compared to what most of the Romans did because they respected people that could write in an organization and science. You look at the histories, even from the Jews before that, they admit the Romans basically let them do whatever they wanted. And then you uprise and kill a bunch of them and they smash you like did everybody else. The Greeks, anybody else, the Germans, you mess with the Romans are coming, man. They're going to kill you. If you're like Carthage and put on a real fight, they'll salt the earth. They won't just overturn every stone, they'll poison the land so you can't grow on it. And because they did that to you, because a Roman emperor gave an order, I've got to die? You're going to give China our missile secrets we gave you so they can nuke our cities because of some Romans? I mean, let that sink in, folks. It's an excuse to be evil. All right, let's go to J.D. Vance on the Strait of Hormuz. Why this is so big? It's not just Trump not endorsing Netanyahu for prime minister. It's not just the U.S. ambassador from Israel or the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Huckabee saying, just proper title, that Israel's incurring horrible terrorism, killing all the Christians in the region. It's not just Trump saying, stop it now, get out of Lebanon. Now he's not endorsing him. And then you've got J.D. Vance saying, this isn't about your nukes anymore. It's about opening the strait. It's about oil. A policy that's good for everybody that is against the Netanyahu policy and is changing the entire paradigm. This is a big deal. Play J.D. Vance, then go to the whitewash piece from Fox News where they're putting out, oh, it's open. There's record oil. Trump's won. Everything's fine. They're doing that to make Trump stay on the war policy. So you're like, well, it's conflicting. There's different bodies. There's different factions here. But the point is our faction of stopping the insanity and dialing back the war and saving the economy and the poor Africans that have had half their fertilizer cut off, they get half their fertilizer out of the Strait of Hormuz. This is a big deal. This is the humanitarian thing to do. Not the Hitler thing to do. Not the Pompeo thing to do. So here's the clips.
For the benefit of the American people. And it really is twofold. It's ensuring that the Gulf countries continue to send oil and gas to the world economy so that we have energy price stability. That's obviously important for the American people. I know that oil is down today and it's way down from the highs in the early days of the conflict. That's goal number one. Keep oil and gas cheap for Americans all over right. Our country. And then obviously goal number two is ensure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. I feel confident we're accomplishing both of those goals, but it's inherently an unpredictable thing because the Iranians themselves are unpredictable and they sometimes don't honor the commitments they've made to us.
And there is no doubt that the U.S. is calling the shots. All right, here's his post. Quote, the USA has told a controller of the Strait of Hormuz, I think we will keep it. Our naval blockade is being called by everyone a wall of steel, and there is nothing Iran can do about it. Rich Goldberg, senior advisor for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. And Rich, hello to you. As I say that, 1 hour ago, Iran's top joint military command says no vessel can go through the strait without Iran's permission. You write in the Post, Tehran is losing its grip on Hormuz, and with it, all its leverage. I'll give you a chance. Go ahead and make your case for the point you're making there.
Well, obviously, you know, Khomeini, the now dead Khomeini, and maybe there's two dead Khomeinis, but the first dead Khomeini, his whole plan was to build nuclear weapons, right? And then at that point, he holds the Strait of Hormuz hostage, the Middle East hostage, the world hostage. The president, the Israelis, they took that away from him last year during Midnight Hammer. He comes back and says, okay, plan B, we're going to have a missile breakout. We're going to build so many missiles that we'll have a force shield around Iran that will give us cover for the nuclear weapons reconstitution, and we'll again use the missiles to hold the Middle East hostage. The president took that away from him during Epic Fury, along with his life. Now you have the Iranians saying, oh, we have control of the Strait of Hormuz. This is our new hostage. But what's really happening here? They've played a card. It's their last card. They don't have extortion power over the world. No nuclear weapons, no missile breakout. We see the Emiratis, the Saudis building new pipeline infrastructure, U.S. exports at an all-time high. Pretty soon, the world will say, we don't need Hormuz anymore. Right now, we need the military to keep escorting oil out while this build is going on in parallel. But pretty soon, it's not just a victory over Iran. It's going to be a victory for the United States for the century as America becomes more and more energy dominant.
So I read your piece. I summarized it with your line. A weakened Iran played its Hormuz card too soon.
Okay, so now we're there to open the strait. Now, the strait got closed by the war, and most of that is a bunch of crap. But Trump going on an off-ramp is good. We hope that continues in Israel or somebody else. The military-industrial complex is a stage of false flag. And that's the real danger zone right now. Now, Jake Lang, the guy that the Muslim that attacked him, has now been arrested by Homeland Security. I want to get into all the craziness that's been happening there. We got that video ready and more. And then I'll continue on with news after that. I haven't gotten into these huge scientific reports coming out, major studies about parasites causing mass mental illness, psychotic behavior, and more. Yes, they call them crazy cat ladies for a reason. There's a whole bunch of these parasites. This is huge developments. We'll be getting to that as well after Jake Lang leaves us. But please remember, we're listener supported. Today's the last day. This only happens once a month for 1 week, where every order you put in at thealexandshore.com, you can put in 100x per dollar you spend to win the sweepstakes for two super off-road vehicles. Just one vehicle a month, but for this 1 week crossover where one offer's ending and the other's beginning, you can get both and $20,000 cash plus 100x entries on every purchase. Ultramethylene Blue, what a game changer. All the other great supplements, they're all there, and it funds this operation. These things will change your life, and it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Midnight tonight is the last time. And we have 1776RX.health with the medical-grade ivermectin and mebendazole, the anti-parasitics that knock it all out, and so much more. Go to 1776RX.health and get that right now if you know what you're doing. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me.
I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.